Hachette Audio presents Paper Lion, Confessions of a Last String Quarterback. Written by George Plimpton. Read by Dan Warren. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF with photos. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. Ecclesiastes 9:4. Foreword by Nicholas Davidov. The problem with football writing has always been access, the fundamental elusiveness. How to overcome the crowd of armored players, the blur of motion, the anonymous wreckage after the tackle, the coded playbooks, the fenced-off team facilities, the self-effacing conformity of it all. Secretive by nature, football defies anybody from the outside to get close enough to achieve the clarity and insight excellent writing requires. In exclusion, George Plimpton saw opportunity. Plimpton, the first editor of the Paris Review, was a privileged New Yorker who had spent his life in the most rarefied American communities. The quality that shines through Paper Lion, the greatest of all football books, is Plimpton's absolute conviction that he belongs. As a writer, Plimpton was always more Paris than Review, more safari-jacketed adventurer than urban belle lettriste. That is to say, by procedural instinct, he first walked among the fauna native to an exotic landscape, boxing rings, baseball diamonds, racetracks, and then returned to far East 72nd Street to convey their essence. And so it was on fields strewn with Detroit Lions. Plimpton's solution to the problem of seeing football clearly was to get in the game. And while his playing pro football was assuredly a stunt, doing the daydream was also a terrific idea, so beautifully direct. Not only would participating in the Lions training camp as a last-string quarterback help Plimpton to see behind the face mask, but it would also allow him to engage with the vicarious impulse at the heart of sporting spectatorship. Plimpton wrote Paper Lion in what was still a Walter Mitty era of armchair fandom, when from the bleachers, all reveries were plausible. The peerless baseball writer Roger Angel, who began covering his sport for the New Yorker by attending spring training in 1962, the year before Plimpton joined the Lions, said, "We used to think, with a little luck, we could have been doing this. Nobody thinks that anymore."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?